This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala then goes on to say, وَصَحَّ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ تَوَضَّأَ مَرَّةً مَرَّةً وَمَرَّتَيْنِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَثَلَاثًا ثَلَاثًا. It has been authentically reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu by washing that which needs to be washed in the wudu once. Okay? وَمَرَّتَيْنِ مَرَّتَيْنِ. And there was even times when he did it twice. Meaning the parts of that which needs to be washed, he would do it twice. وَثَلَاثٍ ثَلَاثًا. And also there was times when he did it thrice. وَفِي بَعْضِ الْأَعْضَاءِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَبَعْضِهَا ثَلَاثًا. And there was even times where he washed some parts of the parts that need to be washed in the wudu. He did it twice, and there was times when he did some of the parts thrice, meaning he mixed and matched between the two. And we're going to, inshallah ta'ala, speak about that in a minute, in more detail. وَلَمْ يَتَجَاوَزْ الثَّلَاثَ قَطْ. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never washed more than thrice. طيب. So when he said, وَصَحَنُ أَنَّهُ تَوَضَّأَ مَرَّةً مَرَّةً. There was times when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam washed the body parts once. Okay? This is the bare minimum, my brothers and my sisters. Okay? You might want to, inshallah ta'ala, note down on the side of your page what the bare minimum is. And it comes in very, very handy when you find yourself in certain scenarios and circumstances. Okay? So the bare minimum is that I have to wash that which needs to be washed once. Anything more than that is a sunnah. It is recommended. Okay? Where did we take this from? That it's okay to do it once? Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he chaptered in his sahih, Bab al-wudu marratan marrah. Doing the wudu once. And the evidence for this is the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this. He washed each part once. SubhanAllah, my brothers and my sisters, over the years, what I've noticed is that this is actually something that is very unknown to many of the commoners. So much so that you might find arguments taking place in the wudu khana, in the masajid, that if they see somebody making wudu, just washing each part once, it gets frowned upon. No, the Prophet ﷺ did this, and this is in Sahih Bukhari, on the authority of Ibn Abbas. Companion is narrating it. When does it come in handy? There might be times, my brothers and my sisters, that someone is in a rush. He needs to go pick up his children. Okay? He needs to go pick up his wife, methylene. She's waiting outside somewhere by herself. You might find yourself where you're in methylene, you're near the Kaaba. This happened to us a number of times. And the water that we have is very limited. And if you was to leave the haram and come back in, okay, you might not necessarily be able to do so because they lock the door sometimes when the prayer kicks in. So you have limited water. You might have a bottle of water and you want to make wudu. In that case, this is when the fiqh of an individual kicks in, where you start washing each part once. So you're able to complete your wudu accordingly. And it's not from fiqh, my brothers and my sisters, that the little water that you have, you start, what do you call it, washing your hands thrice, and then you start doing it thrice, you know, for your mouth, you start rinsing, and then your nose, and then your face, and by the time you get to the face, water has already finished, okay? So by studying the bare minimum, my brothers and my sisters, it gives you an understanding, okay, of what you must come with, okay, when you find yourself in some of these difficult scenarios. What about now washing it twice? Okay? Twice. Okay? This was also authentically reported as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentions. Okay? Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala chaptered in his sahih, Bab al-wudu'i marratayn. The wudu, washing it twice. And the evidence for this is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Zayd. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tawadda marratayn. This is what the Prophet ﷺ did. He washed each part that which needs to be washed twice. And also this was narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. طيب. And then my brothers and my sisters, he also mentions ثلاثا ثلاثا. The Messenger ﷺ washed the parts that need to be washed from the wudu thrice. And this is the most complete version that has been reported to us of the wudu of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The hadith of Humran, anna Uthmana da'a bi wadu'in. Humran, he mentions that Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he requested for water to be brought for him, okay, or to him, in order to make wudu. So he started making wudu. What did he do? فَغَسَلَ يَدَيْهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. So he washed his hands at the beginning 3 times, okay? And these washing of the hands at the beginning, my brothers and my sisters, is a sunnah, okay? It is a sunnah, it is recommended, but it's not a must. It's not from the bare minimum in order for your wudu to be correct. One can even leave that off and go straight to the next step, okay? So what is the next step? After saying فَغَسَلَ يَدَهُ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ ثُمَّ تَمَضْمَضَ وَاسْتَنْشَقَ وَاسْتَنْثَرَ. After that, what did he do? He rinsed his mouth. And he did this 3 times. And he also did the istinshaq. Istinshaq is to sniff the water into your nose. And istinthar is to sniff it back down. Okay? So he did all of these 3 things. After doing all of these 3 things, thalathan, 3 times, ثُمَّ غَسَلَ وَجْهَهُ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ, he started washing his face 3 times. And we already explained where the face actually is. ثُمَّ غَسَلَ يَدَهُ الْيُمْنَى ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ ثُمَّ الْيُسْرَى مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. ثُمَّ غَسَلَ يَدَهُ الْيُمْنَى إِلَى الْمِرْفَقِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ ثُمَّ الْيُسْرَى مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. And then after that, he washed his hands up to his elbows included, 3 times, and then he did the left. ثُمَّ مَسَحَ بِرَأْسِهِ. And then after that, what he did was, he wiped his head. Okay? ثُمَّ غَسَلَ رِجْلَهُ الْيُمْنَى إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ ثُمَّ الْيُسْرَى مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. And then after that, he washed his feet up to his ankles, starting with the right, and then after that, he did the left. ثُمَّ الْيُسْرَى مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. ثُمَّ قَالَ. And then he said, هَكَذَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَتَوَضَّأُ. I saw the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing wudu in such a way. مَنْ تَوَضَّعَ نَحْوَ وُضُوءِ هَذَا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّ مِنْ دَنْبِهِ. And whoever makes wudu like this, then his past sins are going to be forgiven. And it is only in this description where this reward was mentioned. So we know through this hadith now that this is the most virtuous way to make the wudu, and that is to do it 3 times. Also what the Shaykh mentioned after that was, وَفِي بَعْضِ الْعَضَاءِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَبَعْضِهَا ثَلَاثًا. There was times when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mixed and matched. Okay? How did he do this? Or what is the evidence for this? The hadith of Abdullah ibn Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that was narrated by Imam al-Nasa'i. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mixed and matched. He washed the face thrice, but the other parts that are normally washed, he washed it twice. Okay? So he said, التَثْنِيَةُ فِي الْيَدَيْنِ وَالْرِجْلَيْنِ وَمَسْحِ الرَّأْسِ وَتَثْلِيثَ غَسْلِ الْوَجْهِ. So, let's just try to imagine this for a moment. Okay, because sometimes my brothers and my sisters, as we mentioned earlier, in order to remember knowledge, we should try it out, right? So, when you're making your wudu now, right? You wash the face thrice, but when it comes to the hands up to the elbows, you do it twice. Okay, so that's, this is my left. So my right, up to your elbows, that's one. And then here, again, that's twice. And then here, up to your elbows, once, and then twice. And then the feet, the same as well. So you mix and you match. This is also something that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, which we should try to do, okay, just for the purpose of a tanawwu', doing the different acts that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. And then he said, وَكَذَلِكَ لَمْ يَثْبُتْ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ تَجَاوَزَ الْمِرْفَقَيْنِ وَالْكَعْبَيْنِ. Says he hasn't been authentically reported that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam went past his elbows and also went past his ka'bain, his ankles as well. And then he mentions a hadith. This is the Shaykh now mentioning the hadith to clarify this point. Because from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, he's mentioning here, وَحَدِيثُ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ في صفة وضوء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه describes the wudu of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه غسل يديه حتى أشرع في العضدين. He says, when describing the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's wudu, that he washed, okay, his hands all the way up to his elbows, so much so that he ended up surpassing it. This is what could be understood from this narration. ورجله حتى أشرع في الساقين, and also his feet, so much so that he went up to his shins. Ibn al-Qayyim here is saying, this narration states and shows, okay, that يدل على إدخال المرفقين والكعبين في الوضوء. It shows that the elbows and the ankles need to be included as well. Not that you need to go all the way up to your shoulders, or you go all the way up to your knees, or maybe even up to your thighs. Even going up to your shins, my brothers and my sisters, it's not something that is being advised here. Okay? Because you have other narrations as well. You have other narrations as well that state, for example, the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا توضأ أدار الماء على مرفقيه. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, whenever he did wudu, he would circulate the water on his elbows. Okay? So this is clearly showing as well, when you put all the hadith together, that the intended purpose here is to include your elbows and to include your ankles as well. But it doesn't actually mean that you go past it.